A lecturer in political science at the University of Ghana, Dr. Ali Duseidu, says the political challenge thrown by President John Mahama to the opposition MPP leader Nana Akufo-Addo is worthwhile. Dr. Seidu told George Ankra that such a debate will not only be issue-based but factual. It will also deepen the democracy Ghana is practicing and make the electorate more informed.
Democracy is about enhancing the lives and welfare of the people. And we do that through the provision of services and then infrastructure and all those things. And if we are calling for a debate on this issue, then we are gradually moving not only to an issue-based campaigning, but also we are going to look at alternatives that the opposition can offer to what the current government is doing. Ghanaians have always been taken for granted because most of the reasons that are preached to the everyday voter is not based on issues. Even if they are issues, are they based on facts? What are the factual phrases, promises, and then the statements that politicians make on their campaign platform? So I think a debate of this nature is going to do a lot of things. One, it's going to gradually move our campaign to not just petty issues, but substantive facts. If you stand on a political platform and you say you have done all these things, what are the factual basis for the allegation or assertion that you are making? If the opposition counter what you have done and they say you are not speaking the truth, what are their evidence? So I think such an issue is not only going to deepen Ghana's democratic development, but it's going to enhance the alternatives that the electorate have, right, in making a decision in every election. Because if you don't know the issue that are at stake, the factual basis of their issues and the alternatives that are available to you, your voting choice is circumscribed. But once this happens, it opens up the platform for people to become more discerning and then look at the credible alternatives that others have to provide for them and the best practices that the government is doing. Then they can make an informed choice. So I have been longing for such a debate. And in this country, it's only the IEA that has provided the platform and to some extent GBC for parliamentary candidates to ventilate the challenges that they face and then the ability and then the proposal they can make to address the people's welfare. So that is a very fantastic debate, and we are all looking forward to it.
You think it's a precursor to a heated campaign ahead of the November polls?
Yes, I think so, because if we usually go to the debate about issues, getting to the last bit of the election, so that it sticks to the voters' mind before they go into the election year. If you're going to start somewhere around March, that is going to be fantastic, and that is going to precondition the tempo for this year's election, and that tempo is going to be fantastic because it's going to be issue-based. And that is, if we start on this manner, then it means that we are going to constantly build on the issue up to the November elections. But if we start on any other platform, then that's what's going to dominate that particular campaign. And I believe this is good.
Some people will say they don't understand why President Mahama will sound so confident to call for that debate. Why would he not be confident? Because he's on top of issues. What do you make of that?
I will assume two issues made him to say what he said. The first is the fact that he believes his government has done a lot and he has evidence to prove and to challenge anybody who thinks contrary to what he believes. The second has to do with the fact that he thinks the opposition has not been factually right on most of the issues that they have raised against the government. Most of the criticisms that they have leveled against the government, he thinks are not based on facts. The only way we can prove who is wrong is to have a platform so that we all debate the issues based on the facts and then the merits of the cases. And at the end of the day, the citizens will decide who is right.